Welcome to the Jaguar Pride, a weekly newscast run by students for students. I am Claude T. Martinez, and this week we have four news stories from Governor State University's campus. These stories include past events, upcoming events, and student reactions about the slap. Some students at GSU hit the poker tables and played a couple rounds of roulette in the Hall of Governors this past week. This was the chance to play the odds in our own backyard.
Welcome to Jaguar Pride, where you can get the latest news and events at Governor State University. Today, we'll be talking about the casino night that happened at Governor State University this past Friday. The night was an exciting night and a successful night as students and staff came together to have a fun night with the casino ambiance and games. This is John Redfield, and thank you for listening to Jaguar Pride.
Rape culture is still a prevalent issue in our society. There are things that go unnoticed, and students should have a better understanding on the subject.
This week with Jaguar Pride, GSU Sexual Assault Awareness Month continues with events to attend, like calling out rape culture. Join GSU and Guardian Angel Community Services facilitators this Wednesday, April 6th from 1:30 to 3 p.m. at the Engbertson Hall to discuss rape culture, victim blaming, and ending sexual violence. The event further explores the impacts, how it is perpetuated, and what we as a campus and community can do to bring rape culture to an end. For more resources and events, visit GSU's website. I'm Nohab Deslam reporting for Jaguar Pride.
The classic 1957 movie, 12 Angry Men, has its own version of the film at the CPA this year. What is it about and when will it be?
Drama, suspense, anger. If this sounds interesting to you, GSU's Theater and Performance Studies, or TAPS, wants to invite you to come out to watch 12 Angry Jurors. This is a classic drama based on the Emmy Award-winning movie, where a 19-year-old man is put on trial for fatally stabbing his father. Through reenactments of testimonials, 12 jurors combat each other in deciding the fate of the young man. Shows run from April 7th through the 9th. For more information, visit www.govst.edu/CPA. Get your tickets now. This is Tyann Simmons, GSU Pride.
On March 27th, the 94th Oscars was broadcasted by ABC. This was the second lowest turnout of all time with 15.4 million viewers, according to the New York Times. But one incident did spark a viral internet sensation.
This is Jasmine Grisby, reporting for Jaguar Pride. And today I'm going to be asking students how they feel about the controversy surrounding this year's Oscars and actor Will Smith's literal slap in the face to comedian Chris Rock after a not-so-funny joke was made about the shaved head of actress and wife to Will Smith, Jada Pinkett Smith. Here's what some students had to say.
I mean, I feel like that was really inappropriate behavior. Like, he should have, like, had like a private conversation after the Oscars.
I think that for it to be on live TV, it was kind of embarrassing for our people. Put in the position that we were this year, having a black host and black production team, I think that could have taken place probably outside or somewhere more personal instead of in front of the whole nation.
I understand where Will was coming from, but I think that wasn't the time and place to take care of that.
You just heard from Pearson, Chris, and Cynthia, and I'm Jasmine Grisby, reporting for Jaguar Pride.
We will report to you next week, Jaguars. Thank you for tuning in to Jaguar Pride, a newscast run by students for students. For more information on news stories and podcasts like these, visit gsunewspodcast.podbean.com.